We've got Rob Nicholson joining us to go through Caulfield. How are you, Rob?
Very well, Marty. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Look, busy morning with a lot of horses heading towards the weekend out at Caulfield this morning.
Yeah, there were quite a number of horses from Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace Stable and Mick Price's stable looking to resume this weekend. And the Kieran Maher stable have Extra Brute going to line up in the Group 1 Australian Guineas. And he did his main piece of work on Saturday morning, just had a bowl around this morning. But his work on Saturday morning was outstanding, over 1,000 metres in a minute 6.13, and came home his last 400 in 23 and three quarters. Obviously has come on greatly from his first up run for the stable, and they're fairly confident that he'll run a really bold race on Saturday. Aside from that, Nadia, they've got the closer and Aesthetic both looking to go around in the Saintly Handicap. The closer's also nominated for the Group 1 Surround Stakes up there at Randwick, but more than likely will stay here in Victoria and run at Flemington. The closer ran 800 metres in 52.34 and came home the last 400 in a tick over 24 in 24.08. Aesthetic was very similar, probably a little quicker overall, running the 800 in 51.93 and got home the last 400 in 24.10. So they're both going along quite nicely as they prepare for Saturday. Kimono and Stellar Collision are two that will line up in the above-voiced handicap and listed ATA level over the 1,000 metres. And Kimono was going to run last week, but they've held him over to this week, scratched him from the Oakley Plate in preference for this. And he worked nicely over 800 metres in 51.22 and came home the last 400 rather leisurely, I suppose you could say, for a sprinter in 24.5, while Stellar Collision worked a comfortable 53.75 for the 800 and came home a tick over 25 seconds in 25.02. So both keeping plenty of gas in the tank for the weekend, and hopefully they can run well. And what I've seen of Kimono certainly looks to be a very likely type Japanese import, and should run very, very well. They've got Lightning in my veins looking to go around on Saturday. They're not quite sure whether they'll go around in the Shaftesbury Avenue Group 3 level or the Group 2 Blamey Stakes. But he just had a nice gallop over 800 metres in 52.47 this morning and came home the last 400 in 24.22. Looks to be in good order. I would suggest that if it's going to get to the extreme sort of heat that's predicted, they may have another look at running Lightning in my veins, but at this stage he's going to run in either of those races. Bondiga, who went around last Friday night at Mooney Valley, he will back up in the Roy Higgins quality at listed level, and just had a very quiet morning this morning. Fairly happy with where he's at, and he'll more than likely take his place. He's also nominated for the Lord Reams over there at in South Australia, and they'll decide obviously tomorrow which way they'll go. Kinetin is another horse that's going very nicely for the stable. Worked quite well over 800 metres this morning in 51.57 and got home the last 400 metres in a fairly sharpish 23.96. Goes around in the Tressaday Stakes Group 3 level over the 1400 metres, and you'd expect Kinetin to run well, former Weir Galloper, and the stable are fairly pleased with them. But of all of those, Nadia, I think that Extra Brute's certainly the pick of them, and I think you'd expect good runs from both Kimono and with a little bit of luck, Kinetin on the weekend.
Okay, and what about Mick Price's horses?
Yeah, Mick's got quite a number of his high-class gallopers resuming this weekend, Nadia. But one he has got going around is debutante filly Shamotti, who will line up in either the 3AW Talk Sport Stakes and at listed level, or is also nominated for Friday night in the two-year-old fillies over the 1200. I'd suggest that on how the filly worked this morning, you'd be heading straight to Flemington, as she worked exceptionally well, running 800 metres in 49.98, which was fairly sharp, and was even sharper the last 400, coming home in a sizzling time of 22.68 for two-year-old filly that was terrific work and certainly one to keep your eye on, Shamotti. High ratio is one that's going to probably go around on Friday night at Moonee Valley. Worked over 1,000 metres this morning in a minute 7.08 and came home the last 400 in a fairly good time, also of 22.79. Does have a terrific work ethic on the training track. It sometimes just doesn't equate to the race day, but hopefully high ratios prime for a good run on Friday night. Mick's got She So High set to resume in the Bob Hoystead handicap at listed level over the 1,000 metres, and she's had a couple of really nice jump outs recently, and she just worked over 800 metres in evens this morning and came home her last 400 in 24.43, another one keeping a little bit in the tank for the weekend, and Mick's fairly pleased with the way She So High is going. He's also got Grunt looking to resume ahead of chasing the All-Star Mile in a fortnight, and he worked very, very nicely over 1,200 metres with Octobello. They ran home their last 1,000 in a minute 7.14 and came home the last 400 in a comfortable 24.7. Grunt looks in outstanding order. I think he'll be very hard to beat first up, and as we all know, he does thrive when he gets to Flemington, so you would expect him to be very competitive on the weekend and hard to beat. Mighty Boss is nominated to run in the Group 2 Blamey Stakes, and thought it was a really good run first up when resuming. Plotted, looked like he was struggling a little bit and was plotting a little bit the last 400 metres, but he kept working away and was only narrowly beaten out of third place, Nadia. So you'd expect improvement out of that run, and stepping up another 200 metres should work out nicely for him. He just worked down at Warrnambool this morning and seems to be thriving down there. While Oregon's Day is also set to resume, Nadia, in the Tresidae Stakes at Group 3 level, and she looks terrific. She worked 1,200 metres and got home her last 1,000 metres in a minute 6.52 with her last 400 in 24.21. Aside from that, Nadia, Mick's got Seabrook looking to resume up in Sydney in the Surround Stakes at Group 1 level. She galloped up there in Sydney this morning and will be ridden by Brett Preville on Saturday. So Mick's fairly confident of a good return from Seabrook also up there on the weekend in Sydney.
Okay, so that's a look at a few there. Let's go to John Sadler's horses now. He's got a couple going around.
Yes, he's got Sir Coney and Shoko both going around on the weekend, Nadia. They're both kicking off their autumn campaigns, and Sir Coney will line up in the Shaftesbury Avenue over 1,400 metres, while Shoko will go around in the Tresidae Stakes over 1,400. They worked together this morning, and they went 1,200 metres in a minute 20 and three quarters and came home their last 600 metres on the steeplegrass in 37 seconds. Stephen Baster's going to ride Sir Coney, and Linda Meach will be aboard Shoko. I'd expect them to run well, but probably in need of a run first up for the stable, and hopefully can improve on what they do on the weekend.
And what about Rob Hickmott?
Well, I'd be very confident if I was Rob of Schabau, the German import. He's been terrific in his two runs to date. Won very impressively on his Australian debut and really showed a lot of fight when he could have been beaten with a big weight last start, but kept finding and was able to win. He goes around in the Roy Higgins quality over the 2,600 metres at listed level, and he worked this morning over a mile in a minute 42.53, and I certainly think he'll be hard to beat off his last 600 metres, Nadia. This morning he flew home the last 600 in 34 and three quarters, so for a staying type horse, he's just absolutely humming at the moment, and will be very hard to beat, I would suggest, on the weekend.
And Secret Vega for Lloyd Kennewell?
Yeah, Secret Vega is going to go around in the Saintly Handicap. It's Lloyd's only runner for the weekend, and just did a bit of work in even time over a mile this morning, and came home his last 400 in 24.5. I'd say he certainly has a reasonable record, and he has won second up over 1,400 metres before, so Secret Vega is certainly one you can possibly have a look at each way. While Henry Dwyer rounds out the trainers this morning, he'll run Melvin on Friday night. just did a nice little short, sharp gallop on the steeple grass this morning over 600 in 38.22. So the best from the weekend, I would suggest, would be Rob Hickmont Chabau in the Roy Higgins. I think that you'll see terrific runs from She So High, Grunt, Oregon's Day and Seabrook from Mick Price, and I think Extra Root, Kanetna, and also Kimono should run very, very nicely for Kieran Marnadia.
Sounds very good. Looks like some promising horses going around. Thank you very much for that, Rob.
Thanks, Nadia.
There's Rob Nicholson with his report track work from Caulfield this morning. We're on start time.